Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
For the best pizza, pasta, and Italian dishes in Pinellas County, you have to try Frank's Pizza and Restaurant. Frank's Pizza, located at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, has over a dozen daily lunch specials like the classic meatball, chicken or sausage parmesan sandwiches, salad, stuffed shells, spaghetti, and a various number of chicken wraps, all for just $5. All that, and of course, Frank's delicious pizza and Italian dinners. Check us out online at frankspizzapies.com or call 727-216-6963. It's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Fridays from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 9 p.m. For great food at great prices, it's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 727-216-6963 or frankspizzapies.com. If you love pizza and Italian food, you're gonna love Frank's Pizza and Restaurant.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Another one in the books, Tom. What do you think? Oh, he's on the phone. Anyhow, we got Eric from Angie's Grill on Drew Street.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And I'm thinking more so we should say Drew Street even in the ad. I'm looking at it. Sometimes you still might even miss it. We really got to, even until you do whatever you decide to do, Drew Street has to be even emphasized more.
Absolutely.
And that's the key. Because when you want to pay for promotions, you want to get your dollars, best bang for your buck.
Right.
Unless someone's willing to chip in half. Right. And then that's usually what it happens. And that's why the whole idea of franchising, right?
Absolutely. You're nailing it on the head.
Yeah, it's what do they call it? It comes in bunches. Like, you don't buy one banana, right? You buy them in bunches.
Right.
It's the same thing. You know, franchises tend to have a higher success rate of startup businesses. But do you know, if I asked you the number one failure for franchises, which one it would be? Who do you think it is?
You got me on that one.
Subway.
Really?
Yeah, Subway is the toughest one. They have the highest failure rate of any franchise of the major players.
That's shocking.
Yeah, it's shocking. Yeah, and I think it's McDonald's is the best for, but even they closed down. The one on US 19 closed down.
See, if we're talking fast food, I got to admit, my favorite is probably Chick-fil-A.
But you know what? I got to say no.
No? What's yours?
The only reason why I say that is PDQ? PDQ. I was there last night. I wish I had my thing. Yeah, they put out a really good sandwich.
Really?
They happen to be in the book also.
Really?
PDQ. Yeah. And they're doing real good. But, you know, it's really strange, okay? What I'm about to say, you can't even make this up. Oh, you can't even make this up. Going down Seminole Boulevard, I'm going there to do the deal. And going down Seminole Boulevard from Dunedin, so you get a feel, I'm going south. I drove right by it. Guess why I drove right by it?
Why?
No sign.
Really?
But there's a sign on Park Boulevard, like 20, 30 feet in. So if you're driving down Park Boulevard, you'll see it.
Right.
So I drove right by it. And I'm like, oh, man, I thought it was, because I didn't see it. I thought it was across the street.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, how many people drive by a PDQ? I mean, they are... They're top of the line on everything. Even their soda, they have that professional ice stuff and all that. What do they say a business with no sign is?
Enlighten me.
A sign of no business.
See, now, that's a pretty big road over there between where PDQ is. You got a bunch of lanes going in each direction for, what is it, Park? And what was the other one you were talking about, the other Road.
It's Park Boulevard and Seminole Boulevard.
And Seminole. So those are pretty big roads. Drew Street, where we're located, is a pretty decent-sized road. Two lanes going east, two lanes going west. And Clearwater doesn't allow a lot of signage on the road. So we're tucked away in that little plaza between Saturn and Jupiter across from the 7-Eleven. So all that they get to see is like a little itty-bitty sign that's been grandfathered in over the years. I don't know exactly the whole history and story behind that, but you see Cricket Wireless on the top in the green, then you see Angie's Grill in the middle, and you see the stop and the what's the name of it there, the Tu Casa Hacienda, something like that, the supermarket right next door to
and
us.
They got good food there too, by the way.
Well, that it's a grocery store next to us. So you just have this little itty bitty sign there. And then on our building, it's kind of tucked underneath the eaves, where you kind of get protected from the elements. If it's raining out, you have a nice little walkway as you walk in. But Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we only have those two little signs. So as you're driving down the road, thousands and thousands of cars are going by there, and they totally miss us because, you know, they don't get to see the signs.
Right. Just talking about signs, it's on TV. It's recorded. I almost got arrested.
What?
I'm going to tell you what happened. Dunedin, downtown Dunedin, can have all the signs they want.
Really?
Right, signs everywhere, billboards everywhere, things, banners, balloons, downtown Dunedin. But uptown Dunedin can't. It's the strangest thing. Where's the Chamber of Commerce in downtown Dunedin? So at the time, I was a player. I'm not a player no more.
Right.
But at the time, we banded together. Because I put a book out in Dunedin, and it's like, if you have two children, you don't want one of your children to do well. What do you want?
You want both to do well.
Okay. So what I did is I went in front of the thing. I had to put a suit on, and I said, this is absurd. And it was filmed this is 20 years ago, more so 25 years ago, more so when this would be more popular because there was no computers, right? It was on local access TV. And then the lady said something really smart to me, and I forget what it was. But then I said something smart back to her. Now, keep in mind, I belong to the Dunedin Chamber of Commerce, right?
Okay.
And I'm a Dunedin guy. My business is in Dunedin, right? My address is on Main Street, Dunedin.
Right.
So I have an office there, right? And people were like, well, isn't that kind of dangerous? You're fighting. Yeah, but I'm fighting for uptown Dunedin. So as soon as you get past Skinner, you have a sign out, before Skinner, you're allowed to. So I see all these signs all over the place. And anyhow, the bottom line is they told me, you can't fight City Hall. You ever hear that cliche?
Yep.
There's truth to it.
Yep.
They escorted me out.
No.
Yeah,
What did you do?
Yeah.
We have Scott on the phone, by the way, from Slade Trades.
Scott from Slade Trades. About time. You know,
you've
Scott.
You've been thrown out of better places than that, haven't you?
Do you know, since you said that, I'm not going to say that I had a drinking problem, right? I mean, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, Eric. But
you
I remember
a lot
I
lived. You should say.
Yeah, but it's just the truth. I lived in Palm Harbor. And when I realized it was four bars around that area that I was banned from.
Oh, boy. Yep.
I think maybe I should stop drinking. You know, and I haven't had a drink in 25 years. Well, going on, actually, January 4th will be 26.
Congratulations. That's something to celebrate.
But I was barred from every bar within 5 miles of my house.
Oh, my gosh.
I almost saw you being barred from a restaurant.
Can I have a job with you? Could you imagine saying that on a job application? Oh, thanks, because mine was low, too.
Oh, gotcha.
Trying to raise the volume. So could you imagine that? Does someone appreciate the honesty, or does someone think you too much information? You know?
It's just who you are, though. You know, you just say what you want to say. Like the day we were in the restaurant when your girlfriend came in.
Oh, yeah, you want to tell that story?
You pretended that she was a beggar and they threw her out.
Oh, no.
And then you laughed about it and weren't even going to chase her.
That's not true. But I've never. She's still.
I'm the one who told you better go up there and go get her.
I know. That was not good. Okay, I'll tell the story, but it's not going to make me look good. This is a bad one, guys.
It's not a bad one.
I've been the bad guy in some other... that's another thing, too, if you think about it. Like, when you think someone's been a bad guy in your story, in your life, I've been bad guys in other people's lives, too. So that's why you should show forgiveness. Because I haven't, we're not, at least for me, I'm not an angel. So she walks into the restaurant right over here. And she says, and I said, ma'am, I'm not going to give you a dollar. And I would please appreciate if you don't beg for a dollar.
So no, you didn't.
Was it $2?
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, you
then
didn't.
Then the bartender reacted, and the manager, they grabbed her and threw her out. Can't back in here,
She looked at me, she goes, oh, I'm his girlfriend. You're not hearing it?
Oh, I can hear.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So that's actually the maddest that she's ever gotten at me. But, when she was in the hospital for 5 days, who sat by her side? Me. So I made up for it. I never left the hospital. She was the maddest she's ever been at.
So that was a while ago, I take it then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking it was just the other day, the way you guys were talking about that. It seems like just the other day, probably, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So you ever do like a prank on your wife?
If I do, I'll get punched in the throat. But
no, but
go
have
ahead.
You ever done a practical joke? I mean, you don't got to tell us, but have you ever done like a joke on your wife, like
there is a stop sign practical joke. If she's listening, hopefully she is. She's laughing about it right now. But yeah,
okay. Have you ever done a practical joke on a friend?
No. Have you ever put a rubber band on the sprayer in the kitchen sink? So when they turn it on, it just sprays the person.
That is an excellent idea. I am so going to do that to Ina.
I've done that. I got mad when you said if you've done a practical joke where somebody got mad at me. I ended up putting a rubber band on the sprayer and pointed it, so when somebody turned on the kitchen sink, it just sprayed her in the face.
It was that bucket, remember, but someone died in this practical joke, and that's why it stopped. It used to be you put a bucket on top of the door.
The door would fall on you?
Right, but it could have been me, too, because I do stupid things, so...
But the bucket goes straight down.
It went in and killed the person.
Oh, no.
Right. So the practical joke, you got to be careful. That's with that hazing stuff, too, for college kids.
Right.
They can take
it. It goes too far.
It goes too far.
Right.
But it is important when you can laugh at yourself, because that gives people less to laugh at.
Right.
Right, if you can think of it that way. When you can say stuff that other people would say, oh, okay, he's laughing at himself. That lessens the ammunition someone can knock you with.
Right.
And it shows you that.
As long as you don't lie and you tell the truth, nobody can get mad at you, regardless of how bad it is.
Yeah, I told someone last night, like I said to him, are you okay with this way it's going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
As long as we mention Angie's Grill on Drew Street like every 2.5 minutes, I'm good with it.
There you go. So what's the name of the restaurant he just said?
Angie's Grill, right there on Drew Street.
There you go.
Across from the 7-Eleven.
Across from the 7-Eleven.
It's been there forever.
Angie's Grill on Drew Street across from 7-Eleven.
Well done, gentlemen. Well done.
The first time I ever did it, I did a commercial for 7 straight minutes or whatever it was, 10 minutes, 7 minutes. We just keep ran in his commercial. How many minutes was that, Tom, we did that?
7 minutes.
Seven. Tom can't talk. Tom, sign language don't work on radio. Okay?
It's kind of funny, though, because I was talking about Angie today. How's she doing? Is she doing okay?
From what I hear, she's doing good. She's been in and out of the hospital. She pops in once in a while to see how we're doing since we purchased the restaurant. But Miss Angie, she actually sold Angie's Grill 5 years ago
to that one couple.
Right, Juan and Angela.
Just purchased it from her.
Right. So it's changed hands a couple of times. Now Ina and I purchased it in July, and since then we're doing we've kind of revamped a lot of the ingredients so that this week here everything.
What are your business hours now?
It's from 6 to 3 Monday through Friday, and then 6 to 2 on Saturday, Sunday.
So you're open at 6 a.m.
every day.
Breakfast and lunch.
Right. Breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, and good stuff too.
Yeah, I mean we're talking stuff like
What did you do to the menu? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're good. All I was going to say was, there's stuff like house-made empanadas, there's meatloaf, country fried steak. We have an item there called the Kaz, named after my mother-in-law. That's beef, liver, and caramelized onions. Just amazingness all around. Chicken wings, 6-ounce pork chops. That's just for, you know, the house specialties. But we can get into the regular breakfast stuff like eggs and bacon. And I'm probably making everybody hungry right now. Hopefully they'll come and visit us.
It's a little late right now.
Oh, that's okay. Tomorrow's another day.
That's it.
So
that's a sleep on it.
You know, I was at a food show. Not a food show. I was watching on TV. And you mentioned caramelized onions.
Yes.
And the guy, the judge said, the reason I'm not going to vote for you is because you caramelized the onions.
What?
So this is true, really. Like, you know me, like this. And the lady looked at, but I like caramelized onions. Well, that's what ruined the dish. It just shows you, it's in the beauty or art is in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
You mentioned stress, not just onions, but you said caramelized.
Right.
Because I love caramelized onions.
Well, the best part about that is if you want the caramelized onions, you can get it with that. We're better than Burger King. You can have it your way, for sure. If you don't want it, just tell us to put it on the side. If somebody else in the table wants it, we'll put it on the side.
And
if,
I learned
if you
to
don't
do that.
Want it, you know, we'll make sure that we won't make it with it on there.
My son doesn't like mushrooms, right?
Right.
So I get chicken, something, whatever, and I say, can you put the mushrooms on the side? And my thinking is, you might think this is cheap, but I'm thinking I'm paying for those mushrooms. And they give you sometimes a big container of mushrooms on the side, sometimes
right.
not.
Yep.
But then I take those mushrooms, and I like mushrooms, so I just add it to mine. And like, so even if someone says they don't like caramelized onions, ask the person you're eating with, do you like them? And if they do, ask them for it on the side and then let them have them.
Right.
Are you with me on that?
Absolutely. My wife and I do that all the time. Like, she'll order one kind of meal, I'll order another kind of meal, because her taste and my taste are two total different things. But she'll taste my meal just to make sure that it's quote unquote safe. When in essence, you know, she's trying to get like an extra bite of syrup or an extra bite of butter right. waffle.
Yeah, and then you can eat unhealthy, and I know it, and I have had people tell me this, and I know it's unhealthy. I know it. But I like to put extra butter.
Oh, yes.
Right? And it supposedly really clogs your arteries, and it's not good for you.
Butter is flavor. Grease is flavor. But
yeah.
It depends upon the right. eye of the beholder, like you said earlier.
Right.
I'm wondering why people don't use that lard anymore.
Yes.
When I grew up, there was always a can of lard on the stove.
Right, chicken made in lard.
Yeah, I mean, there was always lard, but now you go into people's homes, you don't see it at all anymore.
No.
I mean, that was flavor.
And that's unhealthy, yes. though.
Right.
Unhealthy. And I noticed, haven't you been eating healthy, Scott, lately?
I actually quit smoking 10 days ago. Cold
right.
turkey.
That's tough.
I mean, I did. I mean, if you want to talk about tough, especially, you know, watching an action movie or something. Or
after you eat.
That cigarette, it's like, nope, I don't smoke no more. You know what the funniest thing was? Is not having to carry around a lighter. I've carried around a lighter for every single day of my life for 46 years. I made sure I had a lighter. And I walked out of the house the other day, and I thought, wow, I don't have to have a lighter or nothing.
And I know this has never been done before, right? But I have an idea with the lighter. Because I watched my friends, you know, they'll always, how many lighters do you let someone borrow to light something, then you don't get it back, right?
Keep it.
So I was thinking of this movie, like, and maybe I shouldn't say, because, well, I can actually document that it's my movie idea by having it on the radio.
Copyright it.
Copyright it. But my idea was, right, the adventures of the lighter. So, like, here's, like, I have a paperclip in my hand. So now the story's about me. And let's just say I get robbed or something like that, and I have the lighter. But then the lighter falls out of my pan while I'm being robbed. And then somebody else picks the lighter up. So wherever the lighter goes, that's where the story goes, right? It's the lighter. And I actually came up with that. It's never been done before. And I just think that could be a good movie. What do you think?
Follow the lighter around. Is the lighter possessed or anything?
No,
or
is the lighter
like
all
talisman with it.
What I was thinking also too is another version of it, but this is
it
not
could be
it.
Like a magical lighter,
right? It could be like Hades. You know how Hades has the fire sticking out of his head,
right?
The lighter could be like a second version of Hades,
right?
I didn't want to go to the dark. You know what I'm saying?
But how about the lighter? You can read people's mind, because I can read Ed's mind right now. Ed's right there, the boss. He's in the studio, the big boss. He has the lighter, and he's looking at me saying, what a great radio host I have here. We're going to give him a raise. All he has to do is ask for it. Is that right?
They're not going to charge you for the session today.
Right, and then I like to say hello to them. They're on their way here, Mark and Diana. They're great friends of mine. My friend got married up in Vermont, and we flew out there. It was a big resort. I had a jacuzzi in my room, just to give you an example, a 65-inch TV.
My gosh.
It was a big resort. I had my own room.
Right.
And then a good friend of mine, the Piker, he had bunk beds. He stayed in the kids' room. So, you know, but anyhow, that's another story.
Now,
but real quick on this, I want to say, why do you think the churches are round? Because you said something like the churches were made round in Vermont, and they were one of the first, you know, churches, because that goes back to the 1700s, Vermont. That's where George Washington did all his stuff. Why were the churches round, Scott, for $50 gift certificate?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of stumped on that one.
Eric, what do you think?
This is just a guess. Because they did church outdoors, maybe it was like a gazebo and they wanted to preach to everybody around?
No, the churches were made round.
So nobody could hide in the corners?
So the devil couldn't hide anywhere in the church.
Yeah, I knew it was Scott coming was that right way, on. You know? I mean, I figured, you know, this way you could see all the way around and there was nowhere to hide, but...
Have you ever gone to a wedding where you, like, because we're men, we're all three men on the radio, but it does get a little emotional when you really care for someone and you see them get married to someone. And, like, this is the deal with them. Diane and Mark got married. And I try to hide my emotions, but it was just because they're good friends. Like, when you have really good friends, you know, it just was real, you know. Anyhow, it was just a great time, and they got married. And it was up in Vermont, you know. It was just beautiful. Vermont's very beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. I used to drive semi up in Vermont for just about 10 years. Absolutely beautiful country up there.
Yeah.
All right, 2.5 minutes. So let's see. Angie's Grill on Drew Street.
Got to say it, Scott.
Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Scott, your turn.
That's it. Slade's Trades over there in North Hercules between Sunset Point and Droop Street.
Who cares about Slade? You know, when I put it in the Google sometimes to call you, it says slaves, right? Because I mispronounced the word. And it looks like Slave's Trades.
That's it. Slave Trade. People look at me and say, what did you say your name was?
they raise the eyebrow. Scott, you said that you were smoking. You're not smoking anymore. What was that earlier?
Yeah, I smoked for 46 years, almost a pack and a half a day.
And you're not smoking anymore?
No, like 2 days before Thanksgiving, I just decided that enough was enough. To be honest with you, what made me do it is I'm trying to learn how to do this video camera from a camera. So I was playing with the settings, and I was in the back. Nothing was, you know, no noise, no nothing. And I was, like, videotaping and then seeing how the picture came out.
Right.
And I heard, like, you know, heavy breathing. And I'm going, what the hell is that noise? And I'm going, it's me breathing.
Oh, my God.
And I just said, you know what? That's not good. And at that point, you know, for some reason, something clicked in my mind that just says, you know, I'm not going to smoke anymore. And I did. That was it.
Scott, I got an idea.
I didn't try to do gum or anything.
Scott, I got an idea for you. A buddy of ours, a couple weeks ago, I was here with Anthony from Old Cape Cod Country Kitchen.
And they're right there at Belcher. In Almerton, right where some plaza right there, but they're south of that on Belcher.
Now, there was another gentleman here from Vapors Depot.
Right, Nick.
Nick. Now,
I didn't want to do the vapor, you know? I figured that was like the crutch.
Well, he's got the program set up so that this way here...
I don't want nothing. I don't want no vape. I don't want no gum. I don't want anything. Just, you know, it's easier, I think, if you just do it cold turkey.
All right, well... If that doesn't work.
I mean, I've made it 10 days so far, you know, with that thought.
Gotcha. Yep. Well,
that's the way to do it.
It was just an idea. It was a thought, you know, just in case.
No, I have friends of mine, and I'm not saying I can do it, but that methadone clinic stuff.
Right.
There are less successes because all it is you're just exchange. It's cold turkey is what's going to work.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's the way it is, baby. Cold turkey. No other way, because all
you're
doing is
determination.
Right, because if you don't, all you're doing is you're just feeding the. You're still.
You are. You're substituting one for the other.
Right, but there is a way to.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's probably one of the hardest things that I've ever done or attempted to do.
But that's how I think.
You know, so far, I mean, every day that I make it, it's another day, and you know, and just you know, go forth. I mean, I've made it 10 days already, and you know, I'm not trying to boast or brag, but you know, it's tough, and you know.
And it's like methadone. You ever see people trying to get off heroin and the OxyContin, and they go to the methadone clinic, right?
Yeah.
They have the worst failure rate of success for long-term staying clean in any organization, but yet they still do it. It's the craziest thing.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Right. But then I guess their theory is they bring you down a notch, bring you down a notch, bring you down a notch.
Right.
Bring you down a notch. And my friend that was just recently going there, I just found out he's doing heroin again.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
That's where the epidemic is flying right now. Everybody thinks it's the pills and this and that. It's not. You know, it's the fentanyl and it's the heroin. I mean, people are not being able to get their prescribed medication.
Because they cut,
So therefore, what they've done is it's unavailable. The state is like, you know, jumping in and determining what a doctor could do or can't do, and people are turning to street drugs. They're going to heroin. It's cheaper. It's more available. I mean, and then everybody's wondering why we've got an opiate epidemic, and, you know, guess what? It's the state that threw us into it. People are dying because it's not controlled. They don't know what's in it. You know, you get a batch and people are dying.
Yeah, like the opioids.
I forget what the number is, I'm guessing, but I think 160 people a day in the United States die of an overdose. A day.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but it's not from prescribed prescription drugs. It's from the fentanyl, and it's from the heroin.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyhow, that's the deal. You know, it's life on life's terms, right? The more you express when you're it's for, well, how's it go? It's have and for. So it's the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you believe that, to be clean and sober, right, is to be grateful for the little things. And who said that was Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin said, if in a daytime, it's not the big things, but if you can look at every day like an IBM, he didn't say this, but I'm adding on to it. What's an IBM?
Did Ben Franklin smoke dope every day?
No, but Ben Franklin said to look for the little things, and then the big things
will
come.
Wasn't he a marijuana smoker?
I don't know.
He was.
I know he was married five times.
Yeah.
So, like, he had his issues, too.
He liked his marijuana.
You can't be married five times unless there were some arguments, right?
So well, there's arguments.
There have to have been.
There has to be. If there's no argument, there's no relationship.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Brian, I got to run. It was nice. It was a pleasure to talk to you over there.
We're just say.
Restaurant. I'm going to definitely stop in and try it out.
No, give 30 seconds on Slade.
To all the time.
But just real second. Talk about Slade Trades just for 30 seconds. Where you are
Slade
and what you got.
Slade Trades located over here on Hercules, like I said, southwest of the railroad track. If you're looking for something unique to give somebody for Christmas, it's the place to come because it's going to be finding one-of-a-kind, unique, individual gifts. If somebody has a like or a desire of a certain genre of anything, you're going to find it here. I mean, from artwork to statues to jewelry to knickknacks to, you know, there's a lot of stuff here. There's over a million items here. It's mind-boggling. It's like
tell them how many square feet it is, because from the outside you can't.
15,000 square feet.
15,000 square feet. Filled to the gills with memorabilia, like Jimi Hendrix, you know, old stuff.
People are just amazed.
Yeah, you can actually, like, as a museum, you could probably charge a couple dollars just to, like, go through.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you have stuff back to the 1500s. Right?
We've got stuff that's even actually older than that.
Right, it's like chairs from the 1500s.
I've got like a couple Mayan like dogs that lead you to the underworld. It's like a big fat chihuahua with corn in his mouth, like from 600 BC. And, you know, I've got like another, it's like a relief that's all bronze with like glass beads. I mean, that's probably from the 1300s. There's really a lot neat. Of cool stuff. Like I said, I mean, there's a little bit for everybody.
Memorabilia. I mean,
we got old, you know.
Are you into memorabilia from stuff from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. We've got
Do you like that type of signs and all that?
Cardboard stuff you could from just, the 30s.
You could go there and just spend the whole day there.
Yeah.
And it's just all cool antiques. And are you into antiques a little bit?
Antique trucks.
It's not like, even I look like the it's just like you need
pickup trucks
that you're not going to find anywhere.
Right. Okay. Anyhow, that's Slade Trades on Hercules. Look for the Statue of Liberty because that's outside the store. And that's originally how we met, is because my daughter's name is Liberty.
Liberty.
Oh, beautiful name.
Right. So what happened was I went there and I was going to try to buy it. The Statue of Liberty, but at that point he wasn't there.
But then he kind of realized that we've known each other for 30 years.
Yeah, long time. Very few people can you say that are in the publishing industry, print media, from 30, 40 years ago, you can say you know today, right?
Yeah.
And we have a connection. It's just like if you saw someone in the trucking industry, you've known them for 30, 40 years, and you're a trucker, and you know them from 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bond there because you have a common peril.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So anyhow, Slade Trades on Hercules. It's Scott. Thank you, buddy. Great Christmas stuff. You want to get some unique Christmas items, go to Slade, S-L-A-D-E, Trades on Hercules, and you're going to get some good Christmas. Yeah, why don't you do that? Go by there, maybe buy something for Ina.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Brian. I really appreciate it.
We have
it.
Jay on the line.
We got Jay on the line. First, I'd like to do, hey, Jay, how are you?
Hey, great. How's it going over there in TV land?
Yeah, it's going good.
Or should I say radio land? Excuse my French.
Oh, that's okay. That's why we have Eric here. He has a face for radio.
I'm actually waving at the camera that's up there for the, what is it, the YouTube or
YouTube.
The video feed or whatever it is. Hi, guys.
Hi. So anyhow,
that's cool.
Say Angie's Grill on Drew Street across from 7-Eleven.
Oh, me? Want me to say it?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wait, what did you say? Angie's what?
Angie's Grill on Drew Street across from the 7-Eleven.
Okay, there's Angie's Grill on Drew Street right across from the 7-Eleven. And guys, I'll tell you what, it's rocking and rolling over there.
It most certainly is. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, we're all rock stars. We got to stick together.
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help out the world one rock at a time.
Do you know, like, it's kind of funny. We were small businesses, Eric.
Right.
You're a small business. You're a small business out there with the Rockland.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody. Do you know there are less small businesses right now than ever in the history of the United States? It's the first time, like, in the last few years that it's been a decline. And what's happened is big business is buying up all the small guys. And we need to stick together, right? Because what you have is you have conglomerates like Walmart. They'll come into an area and they put out the bicycle. I'm not trying to be negative, but imagine if you had a little bicycle store. Walmart, you can't compete with them. Eyeglasses, you can't compete with them.
Even the Goodwill, because people are donating, you can go there and get 50 bicycles for $12.
Right. Like a pet, the pet stores. It's unbelievable what's happened in there.
Well, that's why you open up a restaurant like Angie's Grill on Drew Street. So this way here, you don't have to worry about Walmart coming in and scoffing everything up.
Right. So, but what's happened is, so we need to stick together.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you agree with that, my friend?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have one-of-a-kind items. This is a neat cat, too. He has one-of-the-kind items, fossils, minerals, collectibles.
I got the oldest antiques in the world. I got Mother Nature's Thyme, straight from the source, straight to your doorstep. Guys, this is created from the earth for us to enjoy. So, Brian, you want to finish up or you want me to just grab a hold of it? You know, I'm excited.
I always get
excited, guys.
Now, the ad that I have in my hand, it says one-of-a-kind items, fossils, minerals, collectibles. Looks like you're located, 735 Dodecanese Boulevard? Is that how you say that?
They call it Dodecanese. It's a Tarpon Springs Sponge Docks. If you get confused with the spelling,
really?
All you got to do is type in Tarpon Springs Sponge Docks. It's world renowned. It's the largest Greek community in America that's been harvesting sponges for over 120 years. And right now, I'm smack dab in the middle of it. I actually have two locations. I have a second store I just opened up.
Right.
And it's my super center. There's over 30,000 pounds of rocks, minerals, fossils. You can travel the world, but you're in one location right here on the world-famous sponge docks in Tarpon Springs, Florida.
Okay. Now,
and what's neat, yeah, keep going, I'm sorry.
Let me ask you something. You're in the back of that the building on the right-hand side, correct?
We have two stores. The first location is in a lighthouse building. We're the only lighthouse on the sponge docks towards the end on the left, before the cul-de-sac.
Right.
You can't miss it. You'll see a giant lighthouse coming out of a building.
Exactly.
It used to be Bill's Lighthouse Restaurant, and in the early 2000s, they made it into a shopping mall.
Right.
So there's about six or eight stores in there, and I'm all the way in the back of it.
Right. There's like a record store in there. There's a leather store. You're in the back.
Yep.
If you go in through the front entrance and you walk all the way down the hallway, you're on the right hand side, correct?
Yeah, all the way in the back on the right. And it is free parking in our parking lot.
Oh yeah.
So it's right past the lighthouse building. You park for free in that parking lot on the left, right before the cul-de-sac. And then that's our one location. I've been there for almost 4 years. And then my second location is right here in the Sponge Exchange.
Okay.
There's about 35 stores and eateries, and I'm hiding in the back corner. But what's cool about this location is that I created a water mining center that you could mine for treasure 7 days a week and become a rock star, also known as a treasure hunter. And then what's also neat is that I'm bringing the spirit back to the sponge docks because I'm creating a treasure map, and I'm putting both stores on it. And I'm going to call the water mining center the Fountain of Youth. And then inside, I'm going to call it the Cave of Wonders. And I counted the footsteps, and there's 400 footsteps exactly to both locations.
Right.
And I draw the scavenger hunt treasure map that I'm getting printed up right now. I'm creating where you could paint your own rocks and hide them around the sponge dock. I'm making my own. I'm calling it the Tarpon Springs Rock Stars, and I'm gonna make it with this treasure map. And then also we're gonna do party events with the water mining center.
Right.
Where we can do rock parties on the radio.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now this the treasure map. It's funny you have a treasure map. We actually have a treasure box that we let little ones dig into at Angie's Grill on Drew Street. If they clean out their plate and they eat everything and they're good for mom and dad, they're able to dig into the treasure box. Now you were talking
that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's great. But this map that you're talking about, is that almost like geocaching?
It is, but it's a new age. It's a slash of geocaching with a slash of a treasure hunt with a slash of a original treasure map I created of the sponge docks with a slash of a full-blown rock party on the back where
That's
anybody can
awesome.
Become a rock star because I'm doing rock parties 7 days a week from ages 1 to 100. You could come over here and water mine for treasure. You can break geodes and be the first one in history to see what's inside straight out of a volcano straight to your doorstep.
That's awesome. Yep. I've actually been in your store with my I'm originally from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. My wife and I actually make it a point to go to your store because my niece and my mom are absolutely infatuated with rocks and minerals. So we make it a point to actually go into your store, check out the leather store that's in there, the record store that's in there. I think there was an incense store that's in there. You go all the way to the back.
He's on the right-hand side. The incense people moved out. Yeah.
Yeah, but you haven't even seen my
super center. Dude, that's the baby. That's my baby store now compared to the super center I just created. It took me 10 months to even finish it.
Right.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Over 300 wheelbarrows. I walked in personally myself. I say just in this super center, there's over 20,000 pounds of rocks.
My gosh.
And it's crazy.
Real quick, I got to do a commercial here. International Tapas of Sushi Restaurant. Right? It's called Pisces, right? It's 799 Highland Avenue in Dunedin. It's in downtown Dunedin, right? Pisces.
Yep.
But it's more of the people that are behind it. It's the same thing with you and Ina, Eric, at Drew Street.
Angie's Grill on Drew Street.
Okay.
you had a you looked at me like you had a deer in the headlight look.
I was waiting for you to say it.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you were promoting me there for a second.
Yeah, but I wanted to get you out there because we got to do it every 2.5 minutes.
That's right.
Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Drew Street across from 7-Eleven.
Right.
But anyhow, this lady here, She does so much. If I asked you, if asked me this question, who gives more back to the community with love and does more charitable events with love than anybody you've ever done business with in 40 years? Ask me that question.
All right. Same question.
Same question. It is Pisces, Liz.
Really?
Her and her husband are just givers. And that's why they got a blessed business.
Wow. Excellent.
They give more back to the community, do more fundraisers for autism. They do more fundraisers for underprivileged. I think she's doing something with some Hope community. We're doing something with that, too.
Can I see that advertisement?
Yeah. Can you say something?
Yeah.
And that's the thing about, are you there, Jay?
Yeah, I'm going to need her number, too, after we're done with it all, because of that program I'm launching, she's going to fit right in.
Good. She is. She's a lovely, as a woman, right, as a person. Business is business. I even said that when I sent Eric a text.
Right.
And maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but I sent him a text saying business is business. But his kindness of what he did is unheard of. Here, he's sitting here at the radio station. He's from Old Cape Cod, and then there's an Old Cape Cod kitchen. And he took most of his time to say, hey, I'm from Old Cape Cod, and promoted another person's restaurant. And I think of that. I think of that like how people are just so selfless.
Well, like you were saying earlier, you know, us business people, our small business people need to stick together.
Right.
And he actually called me up yesterday because we were supposed to have a cook-off today. And unfortunately, he couldn't make it today, which is, you know, I get it. He surrenders to, you know, our superiority. No, I'm totally kidding. Anthony, if you're listening, God bless you, buddy. Hopefully you're laughing at that. But he's just such an amazing guy. And
Tammy, can you do me a favor, too, real quick? I'm just going to say it on the air. Where's Sid? Happy Sid.
I don't know. I emailed Sid, and I didn't get back from him. I will call him right now.
Call him. He was going to be our judge.
Can you plug me in real quick? I just want to do something real quick.
While they're getting plugged in, the one we were just talking about was Pisces. It's a sushi place. My wife loves sushi.
Pisces
absolutely
is
loves
awesome.
Sushi. We're going to have to take her there because Dunedin's right around the corner from us. It's located at 799 Highland Ave in Dunedin. And you were asking for the phone number earlier, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's 727-216-6764. International tapas and sushi restaurant.
It's a beautiful atmosphere. Like if you want to do something real nice for your wife, take her out for a date night at Pisces.
Sounds good.
Beautiful.
Yep.
And the food is so fresh. It's really good. Really good.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Well, I just wanted to put this out here. It is the holiday season. And
stay there, Jay. Don't go.
Yeah, Jay, I want you to hear this, too, because I have a favor from you that I need to ask.
And I want to launch that program, too, and let you guys know about it.
We are partnering up with Victorious Life Church, which is a very good friend of ours, also a client. And she started something called Project Hope. It's going to actually be a whole year, a year-round thing, but right now we're kind of focused on Christmas. So what we're asking, because she has a store that she can resell things as well, but she's going to take all the proceeds for Project Hope, and it's going to go back into our community in Dunedin and Clearwater for homeless, for needy mothers. You know, there's a lot of people in need out there. And so we're just trying to give back and help. But more specifically, what we're doing is we are actually, Brian and I, helping to adopt a nursing home here in Dunedin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
So what we really, really need right now, because there is a lot of people in need. Like I said, most of the people that live there, they don't even have visitors. Like, people forget all about people in places like that. And they're not all older people. Like, there's one particular case that really, really melts my heart. There's a mother that lives there. She has two little kids, and she has been diagnosed with terminal brain tumor. Her husband is in the Army, and he's stationed overseas at this time.
By the way, thank you to our armed forces and first responders.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
And he is not able to be home right now, so she is living at that facility, and, you know, she just needs something. Like, her kids are not going to have a Christmas, and they're not even going to have their mom, you know, for very long. So that melted my heart. And when I was hearing the story, I was like, okay. And there's a lot of people believe it or not, it's only 100 and some people. But what they need are socks, and blankets. So we are asking if anybody can donate either money or gift card or socks or blankets. You can take it and drop it off at Victorious Life Church, which is actually, it's a little confusing because she's also an accountant. So you'll see her accounting sign. It's Jacob's Accounting on Main Street, right across from Walmart on 580. And you can make any donations or drop-offs to that location.
And then I want to say something, too. We did something where we generated $45,000 for St. Jude's Hospital.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We never have anybody make a check out to us.
No, the checks, if anybody
right.
does want to, it's
Victorious Life Church. All our charitable events. And
yes.
then we did something with turkeys. And I don't remember what the number was, how many turkeys we gave out, but it was close to over 1,000 turkeys to the homeless and
yes.
the needy.
Yes.
And then we even set something up where how can homeless people cook turkeys?
Right.
So we had something set up where a restaurant cooked all these turkeys. So we gave those that could not cook because they're homeless, we gave them a voucher where they can get it.
Right.
But once again, though, it's important. For me, it's important. We never had any money made out to us.
No.
Then that was made out to the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center.
Right. And actually, anybody who does make any donation, even if it's you, because she's accepting used clothing items, used household items, you will get something for your taxes back
right.
from her receipt.
Right.
Because she is a church and she is a nonprofit organization.
And I'll say this, she does our taxes.
Yeah, but 100% of the monies is going to Project Hope.
Right. 100%. And that's one thing we do with all these events that people hear us doing. I purposely do not, because there could be no shenanigans if you don't have money. You know what I mean? There's no shenanigans. We've never
right.
once, have we ever taken a
no.
check made out to our company
Absolutely.
Or our organization
no.
that we were in charge of, so like as a front?
No.
We always, all these things we do, what do we tell the people to do?
To make it out to whatever the organization is directly.
Not us.
Right.
That's important.
So these, if anybody does want to donate a check, which would be very appreciated, it's Victorious Life Church International.
Right.
And you can drop off those donations to 2121 Main Street, Dunedin. And we appreciate it. Happy holidays.
We gave out, how many turkeys was it we gave out?
About 2,500, actually.
Was it that many?
Yeah.
And you know, really, it's, I like to say this, too, is we know. Do you know who gave it out? Walmart. Do you know who gave it out? Winn-Dixie. Do you know who gave it out? Who was the other one, the big
you
one?
You know who it was? I tell you, Ann, or she's the attorney. The motorcycle attorney, it's Haish.
Fran Haish.
Donated a ton of money to go purchase turkeys at the last minute because we were in a bind, honestly, weren't we?
Because we didn't get enough.
Yes.
Right.
We had vouchers passed out that we didn't have turkeys for.
Right. So it ended up being, but again, it's Walmart that's really given, right? We're just handing them out. It's not us.
The Walmart in Pinellas Park at the last minute, she came through with, and you know, they're corporate. They already had everything
yeah.
passed out that year. She came through with, what, 150 turkeys? At
right,
the,
just
the
at
last
the last
minute.
Second.
Yeah.
What
and
a blessing.
Delivered them.
Yes.
Wow. And then there was another Walmart that gave 400.
What
yep.
a blessing.
Yep.
Oh.
So it was kind of neat. It was a neat thing. And then to give these turkeys out, I mean,
we didn't just do the turkeys, though, remember? It was the whole dinner. So
yeah, because we had all the sides, too.
Yeah, so it was like a assembly line with your car. We actually, one of the churches let us use their parking lot. So you came in,
yeah,
you got
I went there for a little
dropped
bit,
off
I remember,
your voucher
yeah.
for the turkey. They gave
yeah,
you
the
turkey.
Were part of that, too, right?
Yeah, and then.
Yeah, I was there. I was there. I stopped by, and I donated, I think, $100 or something like that. Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's good. So anyhow, but the thing is, too, is it wrong? I'm going to ask this. You guys give me your opinion. Is it wrong that we're telling you that we're doing this?
No.
Because you know what I mean?
Spread the knowledge.
Because sacrifice means, what does the word anonymity means to have no name? That's what the word anonymity means, to be anonymous, right?
But you got to give to get.
I know, but
can
you?
The waves crash out.
I know, but part of me wants to do it anonymously, to have no name, to give and ask no reward. Right,
you're not asking no reward now, though, for just
True,
telling. You're not asking
right
no reward. You're
the
spreading
help
more
of our community. We really, really need people to step up
okay.
because everybody loves.
I just want to make sure that I'm not because I like
no,
to.
You're doing great.
I want to, from a spiritual standpoint, give, ask no reward, love with no price tag. But
Amen.
I'd like to
you're
say, can
no
you do
reward.
Can you do a little commercial for this? Read that, and then Jay, you know, I tell you, yes, you dress up as a pirate. You go to the school to the hospitals. And stuff. Talk a little bit about that.
I'm the treasure man. You want me to talk now?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the true story, guys. This is a deal of a lifetime, story of a lifetime. I'm about to publish my first book on it. So I've been working on this book for 10 years now, and it's about to be published. So when I was a little boy, I used to bury a ring every day in my backyard and dig it up and find it and become a treasure hunter. Yeah. So at 5 years old, I found my dad's post hole digger when he was out of town. So I dug like 3 or 4 foot deep when I was 5 years old. I threw the ring down the hole. I covered it up. And when I tried to dig it up, I lost it, and I freaked out. It was the first ever thing I lost from my dad, and it wouldn't be the last. So I excavated the whole yard looking for it. I never found the ring, but I actually found a Native American letter opener at 5 years old buried in my backyard in Town and Country in Tampa. So when I pulled that thing out like the sword in the stone, I told myself I was going to grow up and become the treasure man. So now I go to schools, I go to hospitals, hospice centers. I go as much as I can. I go around with my, I have a real musketeer hat that somebody gave me. And I put the feathers in, and I put my own patches. I actually glue rocks for the patches. And I go around as a treasure man, and I show them the rocks, and I teach them what the earth can provide. So what I do is I lay them out, and I tell them that on their worst day, so the rocks, I call them any of the stones in the world are actual dedication marks. It shows that on its worst day, it made it its best. So it shows that miracles and dreams do come true. All you got to do is look deep within a rock, and the proof is in the pudding. It's right there. So it shows to never give up, and you know everybody's a rock. Oh, and another cool thing is that I dug even deeper, and I found out that they were all related to stones. So people ask, it's in the closet. So people ask, what are you talking about, Jay? We're related to stones? Are you crazy? But I dug so deep, I found myself surrounded, and I climbed out and figured it out. So here's what it is, guys. So if you Google pink Himalayan salt, so this is from a pink sea that evaporated and left behind the salt deposit after a volcano erupted and covered it, and it cocooned it, and then it made it, so then the salt deposit was left behind. It was untouched salt from the pink Himalayan mountains. So if you Google pink Himalayan salt, it has the same trace minerals. Every trace mineral that's in it is the same as in a human's body. So you know that expression, you are what you eat. So you know, we drink mineral water every day, and water's loaded with all these minerals. We breathe dirt and air every day. Everything that's grown, we eat that, you know, vegetables and fruits, all straight from the earth. So you know what that means, guys? That means that we're all rock stars. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, and it just shows to never give up on your dreams, because we're all a treasure.
Awesome.
You know, but what's
real,
cool
real quick,
though,
wait a second, just wait, because we're at a hard spot. No, you're doing great. I would like to thank Pisces. The phone number for them is 727-216-6764. They're Pisces. They're an international tapa and sushi restaurant. What does the word tapa mean?
Good food.
Is that what it means? Okay, good. I don't know.
It's a type of food.
It's a type of food?
Yeah,
okay, and then we like to... Do you want to do the commercial real quick for American Painters? Think about this.
American Painters, 813-368-9965. Better quality, better service, better company. American Painters.
And she's a fine lady. And she... And they have a thing where you get a free driveway pressure wash with a full exterior wash. That's American Painters. Now, they do interior, exterior, commercial, and residential. Think of American Painters. I like to take Slade Trades on Hercules. Eric from Drew Street.
Angie's Grill on Drew Street.
And then, of course, Jay, the treasure man that brings joy to everybody's life. What
Jay
do you say?
Treasures, guys.
And where are you located? Yeah.
I'm located right on the world famous Sponge Docks, Tarpon Springs, Florida, 813 Dodecanese Boulevard, Tarpon Springs, Florida. Google me, it's the Jay's Treasures. My number's 813-359-7025.
And I'd like to say hello to Mark and Diana and the Pica.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.